It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan as we talk the Prince George Cougars. She is the in-game host and responsible for corporate sponsorships with the PG Cougars, Jessica Speziale.
Hi, Hartley.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast.
So excited to be here.
You know, we had you on last year and you were just new to town, new to the Cougars. Now you've had a year under your belt. How have things been?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. It's absolutely magic. Just, you know, getting to be part of such great hockey, getting to be part of such a great community. I love every second of it, honestly. It's fabulous.
What do you know now about the Cougars that maybe a year ago when you were just getting into the job, you weren't quite aware of or didn't realize the amount that was involved?
Oh, gosh. I mean, well, I suppose we could go with, and I knew it was coming, absolutely. Now that I'm, like, really into it and, like, know the systems a little bit better, understand, you know, my colleagues a little bit better, and all of the things that we can do that we are trying to do. And it's just, like, the workload is infinite. So I'd say that.
Yeah.
That is bigger than it was last year, which is really exciting. And it's the biggest challenge is to because you get so into it and it's so exciting and there are so many cool things that we can do, making sure to prioritize properly and make sure that everything gets done to the best of its ability without getting, you know, like overwhelmed by, but I really want to do this and I really want to do that. I'd say that's been the biggest difference between this year and last year.
So we see you at the games. You're the in-game host, so we understand you're doing the announcements and you're talking to the fans and all of that. But you're also responsible for corporate sponsorships, and you are full-time with the Cougars. It's Monday to Friday, sort of 9 to 5, but then there's the games. Give us some detail as to the job that you have. Give us, you know, like if it's a Wednesday, non-game day, 9 to 5, what does Jess do?
Absolutely. I love it. I've never done a fully sales position before in my career. And so this has been a wonderful opportunity, especially as part of the game day and as of the activation as the host. So like if a client comes in and they want to do a giveaway in stands, like I get to see it from the moment we talk about what their goals are at the beginning all the way through to actually throwing the t-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of it's a very full circle position for me, and I love getting to see that. My background, of course, like is marketing and in performance, so having those two marry so nicely in this position has been really, really cool and fulfilling for me as a person. So, okay, if it's just a non-game day Wednesday, I'll come in, have a lot of clients in different stages of the process. So maybe I'll start with talking to somebody new about what their goals are as a business and how maybe we can help to activate Cougars fans to participate in whatever they're trying to promote. So we'll talk a lot about that, and then I'll put together some ideas for them. Maybe we'll review a couple of package ideas. Maybe somebody else who's further along, we're talking about, what do we want to do together? How can we engage the fans? How can we entertain them and also have the business showcase themselves in a really positive light and memorable light? So that's typically what I work on all day. And then if it's Tuesday, I'm also writing the newsletter. So Shout out to all the newsletter subscribers.
How do you become a subscriber? Like, is there a way to become one? How does that work?
Well, you know what? We've had in the next week or two here. So when this podcast comes out, you should be able to go to pgcougars.com, go to the bottom of the webpage, and there will be a newsletter subscribe button there, and little, you know, put your name and your email and click subscribe. Up until now, we've been speaking specifically to our ticket purchasers. So if you've come to a game, you've probably been getting these emails. And if you haven't come to a game yet, perhaps you should consider it. Yeah, so I write the newsletter as well. I work also on our digital ad campaign. on the marketing side. And so, so I'll do a lot of copywriting for those. So writing all of the text, coming up with sort of the messaging angles that we want to go with. I work really closely with Darnell, who does a lot of the digital ad design work. And then we work together to strategize on the marketing side as well. It's incredible being able to make see those come to fruition and make that happen. So that is part of my typical day. And then if there's a game coming up, usually working on actually activating some of those packages that clients and the Cougars that we've come up with together will do things like, you know, maybe you're hosting an in-stand giveaway, so we'll make sure that the prizes are in order and everybody has their scripts. Or maybe we're doing a drink special. So we make sure that we're getting all of those little pieces together, all of the pieces that you see in Arena and on the Jumbotron, on the digital ring, touch points, things that we have, messaging going on the PA. So all of those little bits get created and put into the right hands.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Darnell Toth.
Yes.
That's, you know, as a family, you've got two little ones. You're both, you know, full-time with the PG Cougars or pretty close. How does that all work? I mean, because your kids are, what, 3.5 and 1.5?
They are. Yes, they're still really little. We've always been that couple that has a lot of projects on the go. So when we had children brought into the mix, yes, we had to slow down a little bit, but they are also part of a lot of that. So when on game days, I do the game day live stream on Facebook Live with Cole Waldie, and the kids are there. If it's a Saturday morning, the kids are there. Darnell's got them in the background. Sometimes you can hear them, you know, playing and screaming. And then when we're at home and we're working on things together, usually it's in the evening. And so the kids are there and they're hearing our conversations and they're part of it and they're obsessed with the Cougars. So yeah. It's pretty great to hear their reactions to some of the things that we're working on. Like when they see the players on the posters or they see, you know, they're always like, oh, it's so-and-so. And it's pretty cool.
You're so enthusiastic. I talked to you about that last time. Every time I see you, hear you, there's always that, you know, special enthusiasm that you have. So I'm wondering, when the 1.5-year-old at 2 a.m. is crying, do you finally change a little bit? You can't keep this up, can you? Come on, let's be honest, man. Now.
I'm so glad there are doors and walls in the home at 2 a.m. No, absolutely not. Most of the time, I would say, you know, when we're having fun and it's a good time. But there's a stern parent, Jess.
Yeah.
In there somewhere.
Have you had to learn some patience in the last 3.5 years that maybe before you didn't have to?
100%. And I'm, you know, I move a mile a minute sometimes. So when I have to dial it back and I have to slow down and take a second to make sure that we're, you know, we're learning the lessons and taking that extra few seconds to stop and, you know, make eye contact and do all the things. Sometimes it's difficult for me because I tend to like, I don't want to move that slowly. I'm in the flow. I'm in the zone. And so that's frustrating to me. So it's been a really good lesson. Likewise, moving to Prince George, I mean, it's a very different pace of life. And it's kind of been a similar lesson. I'm trying to get myself to like sit back a little bit and really take it all in. So parenting has been tremendous for that.
Yeah. And you've had terrific parental support, you know, from family members, and very, very fortunate in that way. And that allows you both to be working full time and, you know, raising your children and all of those kinds of things. So in terms of that, you're very blessed.
Very blessed. We couldn't be more blessed. Our family is incredible. They take the kids to every single hockey game. We're both working. Darnell's up in the production booth. I'm out in the stands. And the kids get to come and have time with their grandparents, with their aunt and uncle, you know, just like being part of that atmosphere and enjoying the hockey. And it's so cool to have family that are willing to do that and that are so such a huge part of our lives. Like, we're just such a close-knit family. It's an incredible incredible place to be.
When you are at the PG Cougar games and you're talking to the fans, what are they saying? What are they thinking? Do they have some ideas for you, or are they mainly quiet? Just sort of tell us about some of the interactions with the fans.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my favorite part. It's my favorite part of the whole experience. I just love, I love people. I love the people here in Prince George. Cougars fans in particular are super, super fun. So thank you guys so much for coming and like dancing with us in the VOMs and celebrating and high-fiving and letting us know that what you like and what you don't like about the game experience is very helpful for us. I hear a lot about how great the hockey is because it is very exciting. There is not a game goes by where the host team were standing in one of those entryways losing it, just losing it because of a play that's happened that is just like wild. So we've really enjoyed that. And then the fans come down or they'll be high-fiving us from the stands or like we're laughing and smiling together. And I love that. We've heard some feedback on, we've got new lights this season in the CN Center, and for better or for worse, for some people, sort of hear both sides. We get a lot of thank you so much compliments on the national anthem, which I sing, which is awesome.
Hey, and you've changed locations. You go into the crowd. What was part of that? Like all of a sudden, you go to different sections to sing the national anthem. I don't know a lot of people that do that.
You know, it was something that, if anyone watches the Edmonton Oilers in playoffs, their anthem
they don't stay very long in playoffs when they get there, but that's a different story.
Fair enough. Yeah. But you know what? I really enjoyed watching their anthem singer in the playoffs last year. And we just thought that was such a cool vibe. So we thought we'd try it out. And it's been really well received in the stands. The fans that I've met going to the various locations have thought it's really cool to be part of that. So thank you for that as well. So we thought we'd mix it up a little bit.
And that's going to continue throughout the season. Just go to different sections and just sort of feel part of it that way.
100%. And we're all singing together. It's, you know, it's not a performance. It's a tribute to our country. So being able to be all together like that is really special.
And to the U.S. when the American teams are here.
Yes.
And you know Star Spangled Banner as well as you do Oh Canada. I still don't know how you remember all the words and all that. Is that just years of practice, or how do you sort of, know all that?
I have been singing the anthem for a long time, but even more than that, I've been a performer and a singer for a long time. So I have a couple of tricks up my sleeve for how I learn lyrics, but eventually it just becomes muscle memory. So once the learning process is complete, in the event that I get to repeat them regularly, like last season, getting to sing the Canadian anthem and the American anthem so frequently really cemented the words in my mind.
Yeah. Is there, ever been a time where, you're wondering, oh, maybe it'd be nice to have a sheet with me or that, but I guess it's just so natural now that you don't even have to worry about it or think about it. Maybe if there's another country that came in, you may have to start to work on another anthem or that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Before the pregame show starts, those first couple of anthems, last season was my first season with the Cougars. So last season, right before those home opening games against the Tri-City Americans, I was like practicing in the Zamboni Bay before going out to sing the anthem. So just making sure that I've got all the cues. And if I remember the first word of the verse, the rest of it just sort of follows. But there's always a sticking point. There's like one part that like, I'm going to say this line or I'm going to say this line and it's going to throw the rest of it off.
Right.
So I'm usually back there sort of practicing. Similarly, when we did, interestingly, I know the anthem, one verse of the anthem, the Canadian anthem, better in French than I do in English. So this season, I was practicing. I practiced before going out into the crowd, just remembering that first line of that second verse, because sometimes I want to switch it with the third line.
And sometimes, you do put the French version in there, and sometimes you don't. How do you sort of, decide that?
For sure. Sometimes I just let it flow.
Right. Yeah.
And it's whatever comes out and I'm committed. Depending on, you know, we have a request for the language that night. I'll go with that as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As much as I know you enjoy the microphone and speaking publicly, it's very clear that you enjoy the music aspect and singing even more, correct?
Absolutely. It is my number one love.
Yeah. Right. Refresh us on your background. I mean, what you have with your parents and growing up in Ontario and all of that, and how music became so much part of your life.
Yeah, I definitely came by it very honestly. I was born to two musicians. My dad is still a musician. He tours in the States all the time. My mom was a backup singer. My dad was a bass player in a band, and that's how they met. So growing up, there was always music at the kitchen table with my dad. He had his guitar out. We'd sing songs. We'd write songs. We'd make up things. And because he's a singer as well, he taught me how to harmonize. My mom, we were always singing along to the radio in the kitchen every morning, in the car on the way to school. And we'd be harmonizing as well because, mm-hmm. I mean, she was a backup singer. Harmony is like a huge, huge love of hers. So to be able to have these two influences that, for the love of music, just taught me the love of music, and all of those different elements of it, how harmony and how theory works and how it all fits together and why, and the different ways that you can make sound to create different emotions. That was always something that was big in our household.
What's your favorite music? Is it rock? Is it country? Opera? What's your favorite? How would you sort of rate it? Your top, maybe to the bottom.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because I just saw this meme the other day and it was like, it's hard to explain my musical taste because I love all music except for the songs I don't like.
Right. And that could be anything, right?
That could be anything. Okay. Right now, I would say I'm obsessed with pop country.
Okay.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. But rock has been my rock all the way through. I love rock music. Late 90s pop, big fan. Opera is up there. I've sang Baroque music choir for a long time. And so I really love that, especially getting to sing and listen to the Messiah at Christmas time. It like kicks off the season for me because of how long I spent in that choir. I'd say probably, okay, let's put rock number one.
Right.
We're gonna put country number two.
Yeah.
We'll put like electronic pop number three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw metal in at number four, like new metal, like new rock.
Right.
Heavy metal from the 80s is really, really fun too. But I'm going to put opera or classical, and then I'll put the hair metal 80s underneath there.
So if you could sing any three songs publicly, mm-hmm. whether they are well-known or not well-known, in other words, your three favorite songs to sing, they would be, you can include anthems, you can just include songs, what would they be?
Cool. Okay, my first favorite song is Ironic by Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. I love singing that one. Huge fan of singing Fallen by Alicia Keys. And what would I put number three? Bring Me the Horizon. I'm a huge Bring Me the Horizon fan.
Right.
And I think I'd put Drown number three. That is a wicked song to sing and to perform live. Just crazy. Especially if you're with the right crowd, they just lose their minds.
Right.
We're speaking with Jessica Speziale. She is the Prince George Cougars in-game host, corporate sponsorships. We talked when we had you on last year on our CAT Scan podcast about, I threw it out there, America's Got Talent, Canada's Got Talent. Has anything come since we last discussed? Is there any kind of competitions for you to go into that you're looking at?
You know what? I'm really out of the loop. I have no idea what's going on. Nothing has really piqued my interest just yet. Last time I participated in one of those. They actually invited me. So they got through that whole thing where I live under a rock. It was amazing. So I'm kind of hoping that happens again. But I did have a performance opportunity in the summertime with Le Cercle des Canadiens Français, which was awesome. And then
where was that in?
That's in the French Community Center by Clayton-Tenay Park.
Oh, okay. Sure.
They were having an open house. It was really fun. And then, we've been talking about maybe a couple of different things. I was chatting with Nelly's Pub in the Heart the other day. And,
right.
So who knows? More music is definitely on the horizon. Don't know about, contests though. Are there any that happen in Prince George?
There are some that come up, but I don't know how often. And remember, things are just, you know, we're back to normal after the pandemic, but things sort of shut down for a while and everything like that, right?
That made a big difference.
But you're always still looking for gigs and all of those kinds of things?
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. It's, as the kids start to get older, it's a lot easier to have the free brain space to be like, hey, I should pursue something.
Would you have the patience to teach music?
I considered that for a while, and I came up with some vocal lesson plans and how I would approach it, and then I realized I don't think I have the love.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
What about instruments? Do you play instruments, and which ones?
Yes, I play guitar.
Right.
And I do not have the patience to teach guitar, for sure. But I do have, you know, depending on, especially for vocals, coaching. If somebody has something coming up that's specific and they're not at a beginner level, I have patience for that. And I have worked with people on those kinds of things.
Right.
But maybe it's just the kids. Maybe I'm kidded out.
You talked about being with sponsors and that. What kind of reaction when you call the sponsors and you mention you're from the Prince George Cougars now, and you mentioned how, you know, everybody's enthused about them, and rightfully so. But there were a lot of lean years. You missed a lot of those lean years when you're living in Ontario. Things are really good right now. The team is really good. It's taken a while to get to this point. Sponsors have been on board, off board, back board, all of that. What kind of reaction, you know, are you getting from sponsors? Is it still jump right in? Is it still wait and see? Is it maybe a little bit... You must get all kinds of different reactions.
Yeah, you know, I am very blessed to have come in at the Cougars' history at this time. Last season, you know, I had a lot of people. There was I did a lot of prospecting exercise, so I was the one to reach out first, see, you know, take the temperature, learn things about what they did in the past or if they've been involved with the Cougars before. And most of the time, most people were really jazzed to be part of Cougars games. We didn't have very much backlash, although silence is usually like, you know, you're not talking to the people that are not particularly interested, right? So, but for the most part, everyone that I spoke with last season was really interested, whether it was the right time for them or not. Some waited and saw. Most of them were like, no, let's do it now. Let's go. Especially in this season has been just, you know, the business community in Prince George and surrounding areas have been making requests to the Cougars more often than we've been reaching out. So it has been.
What kind of requests are they? Like, what are these? What kind of requests do the sponsors want?
They'll be like, oh, hey, like, I'm kind of interested in signage or a rink board or like, what do you got?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, how much and how does it work? And so we'll go through it. And usually, and sometimes, you know, some people get annoyed with me because I'm usually like, I really want to talk to you first. Like, the first thing we've got to do is learn about what you're trying to achieve. Because, you know, as a business, I mean, that's number one, right? Like, what are you trying to achieve? Because maybe a rank board isn't your best option.
Right.
Maybe we can do something interactive that'll have a higher impact. So things have started to get creative with clients. It's really exciting right now in sponsorships. And if you're waiting to hear back from me, thank you for your patience. I have not forgotten about you. And if you haven't reached out, but you're thinking about it, definitely reach out to me because we've got a lot of really good time left in the season to make cool activations happen.
What about sponsors that compete against each other? So they're in the same industry, whether it be the car industry or restaurant industry or whatever. Do you sort of have to work around so that, you know, one is in the spotlight but not the other? How does that work, or does that even come into play?
Yeah, for some companies, it's more important than others. Most, you know, we try to keep everyone who's in the similar industry doing different things in the arena or on socials or within the Cougars umbrella, because we don't want that direct competition, including in the ad space. So we try to be very mindful of that. There have been some inquiries into exclusivity, which is definitely something we'll talk about. If that is important to your organization, we can look at making you the only company that's in that particular space. But for the most part, everybody works well together.
Right. When you are looking at upcoming games and that there are certain nights that trigger more than others, you really focus on the weekends, for example, and all teams do. It's difficult on a Tuesday and a Wednesday in most of these markets to try and get as many people out as you're going to on a Friday or Saturday. So taking a look at what's sort of left with the schedule, we're about, you know, almost about a third of the home games done, two-thirds to come. So what are the games coming up, and what kind of theme nights do you have that you want to mention?
Absolutely. So we have two really big ones coming up before Christmas time. November 24th, presented by McDonald's, it's against Lethbridge, the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and it's massive. Last year was such a blast. There's a giant contest happening presented by McDonald's. You could win a trip for four to Disneyland. And at the same time, so when you put your ballot in, it also enters you into play Shoot to Win. And the prize there is $5,000 if you get it in. There are three prizes for that one. So you start at the farthest back. And if you get it in, it's $5,000. Then you go, if you don't get it in, you get a second chance, a little bit closer. And then that's for $1,000. And then if you miss that opportunity, there's one more. Closer still, $500. So it's just crazy town. And last year, the contestant nearly got it in twice. Right. Oh, my God. It was crazy. It was so exciting. Poor guy did not get it in. But it was close. And yeah, it is possible. So that's happening November 24th. We're really stoked about that. And then, of course, Prince George favorite, Teddy Bear Toss. Teddy and Tuke Toss is happening on December 9th this year. And tickets are already going quick. So I would recommend to both of those games, if you're looking for something on a Saturday night that is, you know, maybe has a different element to it than some of the other hockey games, check those out. Teddy Bear Toss, if you're unfamiliar, is the first goal the Cougars score. Everybody throws teddy bears onto the ice, and it's massive and it's crazy. And some people go totally wild with like giant teddies, and all the teddy bears get donated to the Salvation Army, who distributes them across northern BC to hospitals, to various kids organizations, to places for people who are less privileged. So it's pretty cool to be part of that, and wild to see all of those teddies flying through the air at the CN Center. And we call it Teddy and Tuke Toss because Tuke and Mitten donations are also very welcome.
Boy, those cleanup crews do a fabulous job, how quickly they're able to get them off the ice and get back into the game. That's the last Cougar game before Christmas. Interesting on the schedule, and I know maybe not there's anything special planned, but it doesn't happen very often. There's games between Christmas and New Year, Edmonton on the 27th and Calgary on the 28th of December. Yeah. And even though those are midweek games, they're sort of holiday games kind of thing. And that's something that the Cougars haven't done a lot of in the past.
100%. Yeah, that worked out really, really nicely this year in the schedule. We're pretty stoked about that, to have those holiday games where a lot of people are off of work. But I do want to shout out weekday games, because of course, knowing the industries here in Prince George, too, weekend is not always Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Weekend can be any day. And we do have a midweek madness that goes on at our weekday right. games.
What's that involved?
Those are concession specials. Right. So game starts at 7, and you can come early, you know, get hot dog and a beer for $10. Beers are $6.50 or 2 for $12. So there's a little bit of an incentive, a perk to coming and enjoying the concessions on those nights.
What would be the most stressful part of a job? Because as great as jobs can be, as much as you love it,
there's always some stress that comes with it.
Oh, gosh. And it's always time for me.
It is. It's the time.
It's always deadline. Yep. Yeah. I have to say probably one of the most stressful things that has happened to me as a host was my mic batteries died.
Right
before the pregame show live hit started. So if you haven't been to the show, which starts about 15 minutes before puck drop, we do it's an incredible showcase of video and live elements that happen. Rowdy Cat has a segment. I have a segment that catches you up on where we're at in this season and why this game is so important. So everybody knows what's happening before the game begins. And right before I'm about to start that segment, my battery starts flashing.
When was this?
This was last season.
Okay.
Probably about midway through the season.
Yeah.
And so I'm calling up to production. Guys, my battery's dead. So we switched the live segment for a recorded segment. And I beat it downstairs to get new batteries. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. My mother-in-law after was laughing because she was like, I've never heard you so out of breath.
Yeah.
But we made it. We made it happen. But, yeah, it was very tight.
I don't know if this is your category or not or a group, but how do you sort of determine loudness, sound, quiet? Because I think the younger fans want it louder. They want probably more rock. Older fans probably want it a little quieter and less subdued. Subdued is not the right word, but you know what I mean? Like not as raunchy, right? That's maybe the better word. Is that perception correct that there is a difference in what the audience, the Cougar fans want? And how do you sort of get in the middle and meet for everybody?
For sure. It's a live event conundrum, just generally, you know, especially when you're working with the public. Some people have different hearing requirements or things that feel better for them, different music tastes, all that kind of stuff. For our game day team, I'd say probably the biggest priority is just, is it fun? Is it hype? And is the hockey the centerpiece? Because for a lot of the fans, of course, that maybe prefer to be able to focus on the hockey, some of that louder stuff is distracting. So we want to make sure, are they getting the best replays? Is it happening at a pace that everybody appreciates? The camera work has been such a major focus for the production room upstairs, and the storytelling on the Jumbotron and on the webcast is crazy now. It's beautiful. The hockey is 100% the centerpiece always. So then when things get loud and they get bright and they, it's at key moments. It's not all the time, but it's also, made to hype up the fans that want to get hype so that they have that aspect. But the fans that don't necessarily want to get hype, they can still just straight focus on the hockey. We all have to make concessions during a live event. Not everything's going to tickle your fancy. But, they've just overall trying to make that presentation better and more focused so that it's about showcasing what's happening in the game. So every element, all of the songs we choose, all of the different ways that things get exciting and loud, it has a reason. We're doing a loud meter because it's a face-off at an important part of the game. We're doing a loud meter because the other team called a timeout and we don't want them to be able to hear themselves. So there's usually a reason for most of the elements that are happening in the in-game presentation.
A lot of members of the PG Cougars organization will have discussions with other organizations and what they do. As you being an in-game host and with sponsorships, do you talk to other teams about what you do and what they do, the person that's doing your job in another place, and what kind of ideas do you share if that's the case?
Yes. It's something that a few of the clubs, we've started an informal sort of marketing discussion.
Who would be involved in that?
Currently, it's being led by us and by Victoria. Mm. And the league now is actually involved in facilitating. So they're about to get really good. But we had an amazing, the WHL holds a conference every summer. So when we went to that conference, we had the chance to, you know, chat with everyone and just get to know everybody and suss out if those informal conversations are important for other clubs. Because for us, we think that's great. That's great. Like, you know, a rising sea raises all boats. So for the league to get stronger on as a whole is something that's important to us. The amount of proprietary marketing information out there is not very large, you know. When you go public with a campaign, everybody gets to see it. So sharing ideas is very common. So being able then to discuss, you know, how did it actually perform for you is valuable. Prince George also, we live in the middle of, you know, nowhere. Our next closest team is 561 kilometers away. So it's not like we're competing for fans in our market to come to the arena. So if we can learn what works in similar markets, and if it works here in Prince George and we can share that information for somebody else, I think that's a cool, you know, team player mindset. That's a cool way to be as part of the league. And so we've been doing that and just, you know, chatting about initiatives that are working, things that we're thinking about, things that they're thinking about. Last season, we brought in the 19-plus Cougars Party Zone. So we've been chatting with other organizations also about, you know, what kinds of things have you found that augment that experience in-house? And are we doing all of the best practices? So that's been really cool, and sharing our best practices as well.
We talked about sound systems at CN Center, and they're going to be getting an upgrade apparently. And
yes.
For you sort of being an expert in that area, and we hear that, you know, it's going to be money well spent and everything like that, the average fan or the average person might think, was it really necessary?
Right, of course. You know what? They have done a tremendous job of getting, you know, third-party organizations to come in and consult on what's happening in there, what does it need. We've got various organizations working together with the city in order to make those decisions. So I trust it wholeheartedly. The other couple games ago, we had a crackling speaker and we had to move where the anthem was. It's definitely needed. The equipment is very old and it needs an upgrade because it's coming to the end of its life. So the timing couldn't be more perfect. And it's, you know, it's our big entertainment center, the CN Center. So it's for Cougars games. It's also for other events that are happening there. So when we host, you know, those big galas, or a lot of concerts bring their own gear with them,
right?
Sound gear with them. But Cougars games, that's 34 plus home games every season with thousands and thousands of people going through the building. We want to make that audio experience great. So I think it's a wonderful thing that it's happening. And I don't know all of the specifics that are coming into play here, but I have heard a lot about the process and it sounds like it was really well done and really well thought out. So
if somebody's got an idea, if somebody wants to join the organization as a volunteer, if somebody has, you know, requests for the hockey team that has nothing to do with the hockey, but the other aspect, how do they go about that?
Yeah, they can contact the Cougars office and we'll direct you to the right person. My colleague Parker is amazing. He coordinates all of the volunteers and internships. So if you're interested in being part of the game day and being part of the volunteer group there, please reach out to us and we can direct you to him. I would say you can reach out to info@pgcougars.com. That's probably the best place, or the Prince George Cougars office phone number, which I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, Google helps me out. So you can do that. If you have feedback, same place. We'll direct it to the right person for, you know, so that we can always be on top of how to make things better. We always appreciate that. And if you're interested in, you know, in being involved with, if you want to work with the Cougars, keep an eye on our socials. But also I would suggest reaching out to that info, maybe with a resume and just seeing what's up, and we can keep it on file and tell us what you're interested in. Talent is huge, and it's everything. And in, you know, the Western Hockey League, like, we work really hard. Our hockey team works really hard to develop their skills all the time, and that is a huge mindset for us. So,
and it must be so enjoyable knowing the team is doing as well as they are, knowing there's going to be big-time playoffs ahead, anticipation. Mm-hmm. We're still relatively early into the season, and the biggest and best is yet to come.
The biggest and best is yet to come. And, you know, right out of the gate, it has been mind-blowing to watch the hockey. So if you can, of course, you know, tune into 94.3 The Goat. If you can't make it to the game, if you can make it to the game, we'd love to see you. And definitely come and say hi to me. I'll be running around with Speziale on the back of my jersey.
Right.
And, yeah, we, you know, and then there's CHL TV as well if you like to stream it. So that's chl.ca, and they have subscription services for watching every game across the WHL or the CHL. So if you're a hockey fan, it's a great opportunity. And, yeah, the Cougars are just – it's nuts. It is crazy.
Well, I know how you – with the PA and how you like to have a signature send-off. So I'll tell you what. For this particular CAT scan – podcast, Jessica, I'm going to give you the final word.
Amazing. All right, fans, I can't wait to see you on November 24th. We've got a whole schedule coming up. Make sure to check out pgcougars.com for the full schedule. And all I can say is go, Cats, go!